Welcome to College Football Truth Day. I'm Riley Ruby from Chicago Sports Network.
And I'm Lincoln Stevens from American Football Network.
We hope that you will be following us all throughout the season as we pick the winners of the major college football matchups. Make sure you check out our YouTube channels and follow us on our podcast to make sure that you never miss another episode of College Football Truth Day.
Make sure you're following along. We really appreciate all of you guys' support. We'll take a quick ad break and we'll be right back with all the action. Welcome back in, everybody. We're back here. We're going to preview our Big Three games. And this week's Big Three games, or this month, really, but the Bowl Mania Big Three games that we have selected, Utah versus Ohio State in the Rose Bowl. And then, of course, the two playoff games, Alabama versus Cincinnati in the Cotton Bowl, Michigan versus Georgia in the Orange Bowl. So let's go ahead and get started with Utah versus Ohio State. What are your thoughts on this game, and who are you going to take?
So I've really gone back and forth on this game, and like you talked about, the possible opt-outs of both Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson have dramatically changed my opinion on this game. And I've gone back and forth. We have a document of all the picks, and I've gone back from Ohio State to Utah to Ohio State to Utah, and I just don't know who to pick. But I think with Jaxon Smith-Njigba being there and him being a very high-caliber wide receiver, I think I'm going to lean towards the Buckeyes, but to be honest, I'm just going to go the opposite of who you pick because I need to pick up a couple of games here. I don't know. It kind of depends on who decides to show up to play. Even if Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave show up, do they really want to play in that game? Does CJ Stroud still want to prove himself? Does Cam Rising come to play like he did in the two Oregon games? Or does the Utah of Arizona show up where they not only beat Arizona by 9 points? Like, who shows up to that game, I think, is indicative of what goes on there. But if I have to pick a team, here's the other point that I want to make it on. I know as a Bears fan, the Bears are definitely looking at Ryan Day as another head coaching candidate, depending on who we're hiring for GM. Ryan Day's coaching agent is a former Bear, and he is linked to the GM job with the Bears. And I think if he goes to the Bears, obviously I think I would expect him to hire his own client in Ryan Day. So there's a lot going on there, both emotionally, psychologically, mentally. But I think I'm just going to go with Ohio State. What do you think about this game? I could go back and forth on this one all day. But I think I'm going to go with the Buckeyes, a little bit more of a safer pick, I guess.
Yeah, I've kind of gone back and forth, but I'm going to take Utah. I've looked it up. Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson are expected to opt out within the coming days. They're not expected to play. And I think the biggest problem for Ohio State in this matchup against Utah is Utah's run defense is so good. So if Ohio State loses those two receivers, they're going to be primarily running the ball. And that, I mean, we saw what happened to a team like Oregon who primarily gets their offense going through the run game. And really after that, Ohio State only has Jaxon Smith-Njigba that has proven anything. So I think Utah, and Utah's not going to have any opt-outs except maybe Devin Lloyd, the middle linebacker, but I would expect him to play because he's not a first round. He's not one of those guys that's like can't miss first round kind of guys at linebacker, kind of like a Micah Parsons was in last draft. I think the guys could sneak into the first round, but I think he's probably going to be he's going to be like a Jamin Davis type guy who's projected second or third round, but could slip into the first. But I think Utah is going to get the win there. So we'll move on to the first of the two playoff games. We have Alabama versus Cincinnati. What are your thoughts on this one? Who you got in?
So with this one, I know it's going to be difficult to pick. I know that most people would disagree with me on this, but I'm going to go with Cincinnati. I'm going to go with the bold pick here. But here's the thing. It all depends on, well, what Alabama team shows up. Is it the Alabama team that, well, I don't know, almost lost to Auburn with the injured backup quarterback? Or is it the Alabama team that showed up against Georgia and just smashed their skulls in? So I think it just depends on what Alabama team decides to show up. I think that's the big determining factor there. And I think that Cincinnati wants this so bad and so badly to prove that they belong in this, that I think Cincinnati's going to come and play and show up to this game a lot more likely than Alabama is. So I'm going to go with the upset pick of the Bearcats winning this game here.
Yeah, I want to pick Cincinnati, but it's just so hard. It's just so hard to go against Bama, especially in the postseason. I'm taking Alabama, but this is the one game out of this entire bowl mania that I would be okay with losing. I would love for Cincinnati to win this game, and they're a team that can do it. They have a very good secondary. And with John Mechie out, I mean, Cincinnati has two NFL corners. So the best way to attack them is with your third receiver. But the problem for Alabama is the injury to John Mechie. They don't have that third receiver being able to play in the third receiver role that can threaten to take advantage of that weakness of Cincinnati's secondary, which leaves Jameson Williams and whoever their third string guy is on their top two in NFL corners. So I think that's going to come back to hurt Alabama a little bit, but it's just kind of like what you were saying with Ohio State, Utah. Bama's the safer pick. I'm going to go with them. But I would love to see Cincinnati win this game. So next game up in the final game of our Big Three, Michigan versus Georgia. What are your thoughts on this?
So with this one, I just think that Alabama did exactly what I expected to Georgia, and kind of the reason why I hoped, like, I guess here's the thing that I'll say is this. I guess I'll say I'm wrong in this. I expected Georgia to win the game, but the Georgia team that I thought was the Georgia team did kind of show up. I knew that they had it paced a passing attack or a great offense. And, well, I didn't think Alabama was that great offense. Obviously, they did become it, and that's one of the reasons why I was disappointed Notre Dame didn't play them, because Notre Dame very easily could have beaten this Georgia team. They are not a great, solid team. So that was so frustrating to me. But generally, I think that this Michigan team really wants it, and I think that they're going to be advancing to the national championship game over Georgia, mostly because I just don't think Georgia is going to be good enough.
Agreed, and I think Aiden Hutchinson, who came in second in the Heisman voting, would love nothing more than to sack the one guy that finished ahead of him in the Heisman voting and Bryce Young in the national championship game. And I think he's very well going to get the opportunity, assuming Bama wins, because I think Michigan is going to beat Georgia. But I think this is going to be – other if Alabama beat Cincinnati – then I think this will be the better playoff game, because I think this game is going to be a dogfight. But of course, if Cincinnati wins, there's no better story than the first group of five team in the playoff winning and going to the national championship. But
do you
I think
know
this,
what the, can you imagine the type of press that would happen if two Midwestern teams and one being a group of five team matches up in the Natty? And imagine if Cincinnati beats Michigan. I know that beating Georgia would be cool for them, but I think them beating Michigan would mean so much more.
Especially when their rival team in the state, Ohio State, just got crushed by this Michigan team. So if Cincinnati was able to beat Michigan, they could officially say that not only do they own the state, but they were able to beat Ohio State's rival when they weren't. But yeah, I think Michigan's gonna beat Georgia. I think Aiden Hutchinson and that D line is gonna get some great pass rush on Stetson Bennett. And I'm just not sure. See, here's the problem that Georgia runs into. They can't beat every team 35-3, 28-7. There, at some point, their offense has to go win a game. And last week, they couldn't do it. And I think this is one of those games that their offense is going to have to make plays. Because I think, one, the defense, like especially Jordan Davis, that dude just completely gave up halfway through the third quarter last week, which is why I don't like him as an NFL prospect very much, because he completely gave up. He was just exhausted. He's like 400 pounds. He's fat. He's not in shape at all, like they claim he is. He completely gave up, and I think Michigan's going to be able to do control this entire game, and I think Georgia's offense is going to have to go out and win the game, but I'm not sure they can do that. But I am the biggest Georgia fan right now with a guy that I used to talk to all the time, was the janitor at the elementary school. I went back and would talk to him all the time whenever I was in moved into middle and high school. Mr. Petey, he was a huge Georgia fan, passed away about 2 weeks ago, I think. So, yeah, definitely cheering on Georgia. Would love nothing more than for them to win the national championship for him. But other than them, I'd love to see Cincinnati, Michigan. That would be a great national championship game, especially for the media. But that pretty much wraps this segment up. We'll be back with you guys after a quick break, and we'll go through the rest of our Bowl Mania Pick'em games. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back, everybody. Let's waste no time and go ahead and jump in here with our Bowl Mania picks with the rest of our games. Starting off, we have Western Kentucky versus App State in the Boca Raton Bowl. Who you got in this one?
Well, with this one, you have the two losers of the Sun Belt and the Conference USA championship bouts in the Boca Raton Bowl. I think I'm going to take the loser of the Conference USA title and the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. I just think that their offensive capability is very dynamic, and I think that that is something that they're not going to be able that they're going to be able to compete with, and I don't think that App State is going to hang in there offensively in order to stay close in this game. And you may even have the best cornerback of the App State, two of Sean Jolly, to maybe opt out in this bowl game, as he's a projected NFL talent, and he may be like, I'm gonna opt out here. So we'll see what happens there. What do you think about this game, Lincoln?
Yeah, I think Western Kentucky's gonna win this game with Bailey, like you said, Sean Jolly potential to opt out. If he opts out, that is a huge loss for App State with this lethal passing attack that Western Kentucky brings to the table. Bailey Zappe, over 5,000 yards, 56 touchdowns through the air. Dude had a fantastic season, and I think Western Kentucky will be App State in the Boca Raton Bowl. But next game, sticking with the group of five and the sticking with some more group of five teams that were pretty good this year, in the New Orleans Bowl, we have Louisiana versus Marshall. Who you have in these?
So I think that this is a very another interesting matchup. And the other thing about this game is that Billy Napier's gone. So I think that that could be a influence in this. And I think that it could be a negative influence in this game specifically. I think that there's just something about this Marshall team that's going to give them a little bit of an edge in this game. I guess I'm just a big Conference USA fan over the Sun Belt. But I just think that if Billy Napier was staying and wasn't going anywhere, I'd probably pick Louisiana. But with him leaving, I think more often than not, usually this goes in favor of a team like Marshall. So I'm going to pick Marshall to win this game.
I'm going to take Louisiana. They're a great team, and they've won 12 straight. That lost to Texas in the opener. They've won every game since then. And I think they'll get another win here, finish the season 13-1, a pretty good season, I would say, especially for a group of five team to go 13-1. I see your point with Billy Napier being gone, potentially hurting them. But this Louisiana team just has a great culture, and I don't think it's going to affect them. The system excuse me, the system's not going to change this quick. They're going to keep running the same stuff, whoever the interim is. They're going to keep the same kind of game plan. And I think Louisiana and Levi Lewis are going to be able to beat Marshall. But our next game is the Frisco Bowl, UTSA versus San Diego State. This should be a fun one. Who you have in the?
So UTSA or not UTSA? San Diego State has been really kind to me all throughout the season. I picked them in the Nevada game and a couple other ones, and they have not disappointed me. So I'm going to pick the Aztecs to beat the Roadrunners. I just think that UTSA outside of that game has faltered a little bit. And I think down the stretch, you may even see some opt-outs from Sincere McCormick or their cornerback also. So I think with those opt-outs, I know that they played well, but I think I'm going to take the Aztecs here, as even though they got absolutely smacked in their championship game, I think that they'll be ready and out for some blood with a very disappointing championship game in which they just got beat for no reason whatsoever, because they played, I think they played Utah State. No, they did not play Utah State here earlier in the year, but I just don't understand that. But I think I'm going to pick the Aztecs to win this one.
Yeah, I think you're getting a little excited with the opt-outs. I don't think McCormick or the corner, I'm blanking on his name, I don't think they're opting out. I mean, yeah, they're probably going to the NFL, but they're going to be fifth round plus picks.
Those aren't the guys that
opt out typically. I don't think they will. I think they'll want to play and go out on top in their college season. And they played great last week against Western Kentucky. The defense slacked a little bit, but they still got the win. They scored 49 points, I believe, and won 49-41. And San Diego State, like you said, got absolutely popped by Utah State. I'm interested to see how they bounce back, but I'm sticking with my Roadrunners. They've been my team all season. I was dead right on them when everybody else was telling me that UAB would win the Conference USA. But, yeah, I picked UTSA. They hadn't failed me yet other than that one North Texas game. But, yeah, I think they're playing great, and I don't think opt-outs will be a problem for the Roadrunners. Next game in the Birmingham Bowl is Houston versus Auburn. This will be a good matchup, Group of Five versus SEC.
Even with home field advantage for Auburn, I just think that this game isn't even going to be close. I think that Houston just smacks Auburn up and down the field. And with Bo Nix out for this game and TJ Finley banged up, I don't know how banged up he'll be during this game. But I just think Houston wins this game. I don't even think it's close. And I think that you pretty much agree with me.
Yeah, and you didn't even mention the biggest loss for Auburn. I don't know if you saw yet, but Tank Bigsby and Bo Nix both transferring. So Auburn, there goes Auburn's best offensive weapon, the running back Tank Bigsby. And this Houston defense has been absolutely amazing. They've only lost two games. They had won 11 in a row before they ran into Cincinnati last week. They played them close for a little bit. But I agree with you. I think Houston's going to come out and win by double digits, make a big statement for the Group of Five over a well-known SEC team here in the Birmingham Bowl. The next game up, UCLA versus NC State here in the Holiday Bowl. Who you got for this one?
So with this one, I think that UCLA is just – I think that the Pac-12 has been a little bit underrated this year. And I think UCLA, even though that they've struggled in a couple of games throughout this season, I think that they're a really good team, and I think that they'll be able to take home the W over an NC State team that has struggled to close out games and that has just really struggled generally. So I'm going to pick the Bruins to win this game right here.
I would say NC State did a pretty good job closing out the North Carolina game, scoring the two touchdowns in 30 seconds. But, yeah, I completely see your point. I think this is going to be a great game. But with the hype of Devin Leary returning next season for NC State and playing in this game, I think they're going to be – I think and they have the best weapon out of the two teams in Emeka Emezi. Dude's just a beast on the outside. I think he's like 6'5", 240, and can run. I think they're going to get the – I think NC State will get the win. Zonovan Knight, back healthy for the Wolfpack. I think this will be a pretty good win for NC State. I think they should win by about 10 points, most likely. But next up, the Cheez-It Bowl, Clemson versus Iowa State. Who do you have in this game?
So with this game, the only factor that I can see for Iowa State winning this game is if they throw the ball to Charlie Kohler over and over and over again, which I don't think Clemson would really have a great answer for, because you don't really have anybody that can specifically guard that dynamic of a tight end. Other than that, unless if DJ throws a bunch of picks, I don't see this being a close game. I see it being just like when Notre Dame played Iowa State a couple of years ago, with that end score being 33-9 and the game not even being close like the entire game. I expect pretty much the similar thing.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't think Clemson has any opt-out problems other than Andrew Booth. I think he'll probably announce he's opting out. But for the most part, Clemson's not losing anybody on offense, really. They did lose Braden Galloway. He's not returning. I believe he might be transferring Justin Ross. But we're not losing any opt-outs. We're just losing guys that were already injured and weren't playing anyways. On the defensive side, where we do have a lot of guys that are graduating or going pro, only Booth is the guy that would opt out, because all the other guys like Skalski and stuff are going to be, I mean, at best, probably fifth-round picks, and a lot of them probably undrafted free agents.
I could see Tyler Davis maybe opting out of this game. And then the only other loss on offense was technically Frank Ladson on that.
Well, he had a season-ending injury, so he wasn't playing anyways.
Oh, I thought
in the game.
I
think he's only played in, I believe, two games.
Yeah, him and Ngata have been massive disappointments generally and haven't really played as much as expected. So
yeah, Ngata is he played well when he was in the season, got injured a little bit later. But yeah, he's playing well. I think Tyler Davis is probably going to come back for his senior season, because he got injured a majority of last year. And he got injured some of this year. So I think there's a good shot he comes back. I don't think he'll opt out, because he probably needs to show that he can stay healthy. Goodrich, the other corner, might opt out, but I don't think so, because he's one of those guys that is also going to play in the Senior Bowl. So I don't know why you would opt out but then go play in the Senior Bowl, because you're running the same risk for the most part. I think he still has some proving to do and could sneak into the second or third round. But yeah, I think Clemson's going to run away with it. I think Will Shipley will have a huge game. And look out, because the Clemson Tigers will be back next season. DJ will be a completely different quarterback, I guarantee that. But moving on to the next game, where former Clemson defensive coordinator Brent Venables leads the Oklahoma Sooners in a matchup against the Mario Cristobalis Oregon Ducks in the Alamo Bowl. Who you got in this one?
Well, in the Alamo Bowl, I've gone back and forth on this game, but I think I'm going to pick Oregon. I think that Oklahoma is just, I don't know how you got to be thinking in that locker room, like emotionally and mentally, what you have to be thinking when your head coach is just like in the middle of the night, see ya, here's my forwarding address, and I will talk to you later. I don't know. I was just I think that Mario Cristobal, obviously that was not a great situation either. But I think Oregon is in a little bit better of a position, and I think that they've already played without Kayvon Thibodeau, and they were fine in the Ohio State game. I think that they'll be fine, and I think they'll get the W in this game. I think that Oklahoma is just not a great football team, to be honest with you guys. So I got the Ducks winning this one. What do you think, Lincoln?
Yeah, I think Oklahoma's going to get the win, because I think Oregon could also have Mykel Wright, the corner, opt out as well, which would be a big loss. Oklahoma has played well in that Oklahoma State game, in the Bedlam game against Oklahoma State. I believe that was at Oklahoma State as well, in Stillwater. But I think I'm thinking Oklahoma gets the win here. Because you talked about Oklahoma's guy leaving, but I mean, Oregon's guy left as well. I know it wasn't the same style that Lincoln Riley got out of there, but he left too. I think Oklahoma's going to get the win over Oregon, but that one's another toss-up game. Next game, North Carolina versus South Carolina in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Who you got?
So with this game, I think Sam Howell has declared that he is playing in this game. So, let's see. Has he declared that he's playing in this game?
Yeah, Sam Howell said he's going to play in this game, along with Ty Chandler,
Okay.
I believe, won't opt out.
So with this game, man, I think I'm gonna take UNC. I'm gonna take UNC to win this game. I was gonna take South Carolina, but I think I'm gonna take the Tar Heels. I just don't think South Carolina has any offensive capabilities. And even though UNC doesn't have a great defense, I think that they'll be able to slow South Carolina down enough. And I think that they have a way more dynamic offense than South Carolina, and I don't think South Carolina will have any answer to Jeter Downs.
Josh Downs. I feel like we go over this every time. Jeter
Jeter
Downs is
Downs.
the he plays for the he's in the Red
Well,
Sox
here's
organization.
the thing. I
Josh
was saying
Downs.
I was saying jo I was saying Josh, and then I'm like, oh no, it's Jeter, and then I'm like, stupid, whatever. You get the point. But yeah.
But a big loss for South Carolina with them losing their best running back for this game, Zaquandre White. Well, their leading rusher, personally, I believe Kevin Harris is probably the best running back, but Zaquandre White is not playing in this game for them, so that'll be a big loss. But yeah, I think North Carolina just has the better offense. They're just clearly the better team. Next game, Purdue versus Tennessee.
So in this game, I've gone a little bit back and forth, and then I'm thinking Tennessee. I think Tennessee's offense is dynamic enough, and other than George Karloftis, who has been able to been slowed down in a couple of these games where they just run away from him, I think Tennessee is going to be able to win this game. I got the Vols winning this one. I think the SEC is just a little bit better than the bit. Then the Big Ten, so I don't know. So I think I'm gonna go with Tennessee here. Let's see. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with Tennessee.
Yeah, I had Purdue written down, and then whenever you said George Karloftis, I was like, oh shoot, did he opt out? So I looked it up, and him and David Bell have both decided to opt out, which is why I just switched to Tennessee. I think with Purdue losing their best defender and their best offensive weapon, I think Tennessee's gonna easily beat Purdue here in the Music City Bowl. That I've completely forgot about those two potentially opting out. Both of those guys probably first round picks. Karloftis probably a top. Probably most likely a top 10 pick. But next up, we have the Peach Bowl, Michigan State versus Mr. Fake Slide, Kenny Pickett and Pitt. Who you got in this one?
So with this one, let me look it up. I'm going to make sure Kenneth Walker hasn't opted out. Oh, and then the answer to your question earlier is Purdue is the most hurt team with the opt-outs.
Yeah, that answers us now. Yeah, that answers that now, now that we know that.
Okay, so I think Kenneth Walker has been going back and forth. There's a report 5 hours ago from the Detroit Free Press saying he will play. And then there's a report 3 hours ago from the Pittsburgh Sports Now that Kenneth Walker is uncertain to play. So I'm gonna go with Sparty. I think that Kenny Pickett is gonna opt out. So I think I'm gonna go with Sparty in this one. But like I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think Kenny Pickett will probably play. I don't see why he would opt out. I think he still has some stuff to prove and could move into that second spot. But him and Kenneth Walker both are undecided on the matter of opting out. So I mean, like I said earlier, 2 days ago, Kenny Pickett is still weighing whether or not to play in the Peach Bowl. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. But, yeah, I think I'm going to go with the Pitt Panthers because I think Pickett will play. Even if Kenneth Walker plays, I still think Pickett probably plays. So, yeah, I'm taking the Pitt Panthers in the Peach Bowl. The next game, the Las Vegas Bowl, Wisconsin versus Arizona State. Who do you have?
So I think this game pretty much highlights the disappointment of A, both of these teams, and then B, the disappointment of both our Pac-12 South picks, which I had USC and you had Arizona State. Both teams have just been a disaster this season, as Arizona State has just decided not to play football in the second half of this season, and USC decided to not play football with its head coach this second half of the season.
Really, USC decided to not play football all season long. I think they ended at like 4-8 on the year.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, USC just kind of – well, USC, I don't think – yeah, they did not – they just decided not to play football all year. They have been playing better football of late with wins over Arizona, a closer game against Arizona State, a close game against BYU – obviously, a loss to California. Drake London is opting out. But either way, that's not even a part of this game. I was just pointing out the disappointment of both of our Pac-12 South picks and then the disappointment of Wisconsin. But I think Wisconsin's the better team, and Arizona State does not want to play football and trying to tackle a Wisconsin running back at the end of a season that you don't want to be playing football is just a bad combination.
Yeah, I think Braylon Allen, the Wisconsin running back, is going to have a big game. And I just don't see Arizona State being able to stop the run defense. And Wisconsin has a pretty solid defense. I don't think they'll have a problem with opt-outs. But the next game, the Gator Bowl, Wake Forest versus Texas A&M. Who do you have?
Well, Calzone himself is leaving Texas A&M, so I'm not going to pick the Aggies. Calzone was really the deal-breaker for me. I got the Wake Forest Demon Deacons playing. No, but in all seriousness, Hayes King looks like he will be the starting quarterback for this game. But I think I'm going to pick the Demon Deacons to win this game over the Texas A&M Aggies.
Yeah, I sent you a text message earlier today that Calzone was opting out and completely forgot about that and still had A&M written down. I mean, Haynes King, I don't think he's going to return for this game, for the bowl game. I don't think they said it's likely he probably won't return and replace Calzada. And even if he does, I still think
Sports Illustrated says that he will probably start is what okay. Sports Illustrated is saying.
But I still don't trust him first game back from a bad leg injury against a completely healthy Sam Hartman and Wake Forest offense. So I think the Demon Deacons get the win over the Aggies. Next game, Penn State versus Arkansas in the Outback Bowl. Reichle, I'm sure your uncle's going to like your pick on this game.
Well, I think my uncle's going to like both of our picks on this game. I hate to spoil your pick, but we obviously both have Arkansas in this game. Here's the thing. I don't want to watch this game. I would have rather watched Clemson-Arkansas. I think that would have been a lot more fascinating of a matchup, and I think Penn State-Iowa State would have been a lot more fascinating of a matchup. But whatever. Arkansas is going to win this game, and they're going to win it running away. Woo, pig, suey.
Yeah, I think the only thing to watch is if Treylon Burks decides to opt out, he's probably going to be a first-round pick. I mean, it's probably not likely that he will because Arkansas has really struggled his entire time with him until this year. I don't think he would opt out because he went to Arkansas. They've worked so hard. They've improved so much over the course of his career. And for him to just opt out like that, I don't think that's very likely. And Arkansas is a good culture as well. Places with good cultures, you typically don't see that. But Jahan Dotson says he hasn't made a decision on opting out in the bowl game. I'm about to look up right here if Treylon Burks will. I don't think he's announced. I'll see if it is likely. But like I said, with them having a good culture, I don't think it's likely. Oh no, he did opt out. He did opt out. But I still think Arkansas has too much, and I think Dotson will opt out for Penn State. That was surprising, though. I didn't think he would opt out like that. But yeah, so moving on, Oklahoma State versus Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl. Who do you have in this one?
So why don't we move quickly on to Iowa, Kentucky, and we'll loop back around to this one because I want to share our thoughts and I don't want to prolong people if they don't want to listen to my rant a little bit. So why don't we do Kentucky, Iowa? Who do you got in this game?
Yeah, for the Citrus Bowl, I think I'm gonna take Kentucky in this game. Will Levis and that offense is, I mean, Iowa's defense looked awful last week against Michigan. Their offense, of course, as we all know, is terrible. So I think Kentucky gets the win here.
Well, I think the problem is one of these teams doesn't know what an offense is. I just don't think Iowa knows what an offense is. I think the defense has done the more scoring than their offense this season. So yeah, Kentucky's winning this one pretty easily. Who do you
But
got in
real
the
quickly, but the net, I mean, and you say Iowa not knowing what an offense is. If we're honest, though, does Kentucky really know what a quarterback is? Because it seems like these
No,
last
no.
5 or 6 years, they haven't had a true quarterback. They just had kind of like a wildcat guy who can throw the ball. But yeah,
Well,
so interesting, two interesting styles of offense there. A guy that can play running back, receiver, and quarterback. And then, of course, you know, you have Iowa who just is allergic to offense.
Yeah, so, but with this next game, I don't think we're allergic to offense at all. We got Ole Miss's Lane Kiffins and the Baylor Bears. Who do you got in this game? This should be one of the most interesting New Year's whatever matchups because they're not all on New Year's Day. So I think this one is on New Year's Day. I think it's the nightcap. So.
It's the 8:30 game on 8:30 p.m. on New Year's Day, I believe. But yeah, I think it, honestly, both of these teams, other than those two goal line stops for Baylor, well, really last week for Baylor, both of these teams have been pretty allergic to defense in past history. Baylor's had a solid defensive year this year, but typically in Ole Miss, of course, you know, they had like the 10 transfers who all instantly started because their defense was so bad. But I think Ole Miss is going to come away with the win here in the Sugar Bowl. I think the Fighting Lane Kiffins are going to get the win over the Baylor Bears. I think Baylor's quarterback, the young freshman, is probably going to struggle a little bit in this one. So, yeah, I'm going to take Ole Miss.
So is it official that Gary Bohannon's out?
I think so. I mean, if he, I don't know, but if he plays, I mean, if he plays, he's probably not going to start considering how well the backup played last week. I'm not sure. I'll look it up right now. I'm looking it up, but
The
you can go ahead and give
backup
your
was like
thoughts.
12 for 12, didn't he?
I know. I think he started 17 of 17.
Yeah, he did, and then he got injured, didn't he?
Yeah, but he still finished out, and he was fine. It wasn't like a major injury or anything.
It doesn't matter either way.
It was just a little stinger.
With this game specifically, I think that Baylor's going to be able to slow down Ole Miss, and I think whenever Ole Miss has to play an offense, they tend to struggle a little bit more. So I'm going to pick the Baylor Bears. Plus, I just like Baylor a lot more than I like Lane Kiffin. I'm sorry, I'm just not a big Lane Kiffin fan. So I got Dave Aranda and the Baylor Bears winning this one. Shout out to Scotty B, the Baylor King. I'm cheering for the Baylor Bears again. So LSU, Kansas State, Brian Kelly, first game with his new team. What do you think about this game?
Real quickly, you mentioned Scotty B, the Baylor King. Everybody, make sure you keep his family in your prayers. I believe it was his great grandpa or his grandpa just recently passed. So make sure you keep his family in your prayers. But yeah, Kansas State, LSU. LSU does not have a quarterback with Miles Brennan being injured. out for the season, and Max Johnson transferring. I think Brian Kelly's LSU career will get off to a bad start, but I think he'll turn it around in no time, starting with next season. But yeah, I think Kansas State's going to get the win against LSU in the Texas Bowl.
Yeah, so I think that I kind of need to pick LSU's here, so I'm going to pick LSU, but by no means do I really trust them. And plus, I think Deuce Vaughn has a very good chance at opting out. So there's that. So let's head to the Notre Dame-Oklahoma State game. I'll let you get your thoughts in before I close out this podcast, the last college football truth day of the season, unless if we do a national championship special. Other than that, that's pretty much it. So would you like to say anything about this Notre Dame-Oklahoma State game before we head on out?
Yeah, I think like we talked about earlier, Kyren Williams and Kyle Hamilton opting out are going to be pretty big losses for Notre Dame, but you still have Kyle Hamilton. But I think the biggest reason why I'm picking Notre Dame here in the Fiesta Bowl is that Spencer Sanders has not developed his passing game at all. Oklahoma State doesn't really have any great receivers either to threaten. I could see Oklahoma State pulling away with this game with Notre Dame losing Hamilton in the back half of the secondary. That could hurt, but the backup has played solid. I just don't think Oklahoma State's going to get the win here.
So, yeah, I completely agree with some of that there. The one thing that I will say is the Kyren Williams, even though I love him, I don't think that he is a massive loss. Like, he is a great player, and I love him, and I think he's a fantastic player and should be a second-round draft pick. The only thing I have to say is this, is that Notre Dame does have a lot of other backs in Audrey Estime, Logan Diggs, Chris Tyree. So I just don't think losing your running back just isn't that big of a loss in football anymore. I'm sorry to Kyren Williams.
It is for Notre Dame when your main offense is started through the run game. And let's be realistic here. You can't say the dude's a second round pick, but then say he's not a big loss. I mean, Chris Tyree on the season, 50 carries, 204 yards. He hasn't really done anything all season long.
Well, to be fair, is that you also didn't look at Logan Diggs' stats, who's actually been the number two running back most of the season, with Chris Tyree having a nagging injury pretty much the whole season.
Well, Logan Diggs' stats are he has less carries than Kyren Williams. He has 42 carries for 200 yards.
Here's the thing I'm going to say is this. I think it will be. I think it is a substantial loss in that matter. But in this sense, the Kyle Hamilton loss isn't really a loss in the first place because we haven't played with him for six games. So it does suck that you don't get to play with an All-American, first team All-American player, in my opinion. But like, it isn't like you haven't played with that. But main point being is this. I think Notre Dame will be able to get the victory, and the fun thing as a Notre Dame fan is that a coach in his very first game will get the victory that Notre Dame has not gotten in over 27 years. That I feel like is quite ironic, and then you could have him beating his former team in his first ever regular season matchup, which I think is also quite ironic. So it's going to be a fun matchup. I will be tuning into it, and to be honest, I'll probably do a live stream, and if Lincoln's around, we'll probably do it together and watch that game as it's the noon kickoff to January 1st in the new year of 2022. Any final thoughts before we close out the podcast, Lincoln?
I think that pretty much wraps it up. I do plan on getting with you guys, and I'm sure Reichley would love to join for like a recap of Bowl Mania, a college football look ahead, and then maybe after that just recap the entire season. Thoughts on the national championship game and a look ahead to next season. But yeah, it's been a great season. It's been fun to do this podcast. I know we've missed some weeks, but definitely next year want to try and get it, maybe get the podcast in, and then on our YouTube channels also try and do like a live stream 2-hour college game day from 10 to 12. That would be a lot of fun as well. But real quickly, speaking of YouTube, if you guys haven't noticed already, I did change my YouTube name to All In Sports. Make sure you check that out on YouTube. Subscribe over there. Check out Reichley's channel as well, Chicago Sports Network. And check out the website and the podcast. You can find all those links in my bio on YouTube and here. You might be able to find the podcast on Spotify. I mean, the website on Spotify. I'm not sure, but I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, and one quick thing for me. I just launched my website today. So make sure you go check that out if you want more of my articulate analysis of the Notre Dame-Oklahoma State game. I put up a preview for that game, and I'll be putting up a YouTube video for that probably later on Thursday this week or Monday of next week, just depending on which video I feel like putting out, whether it's a Marcus Freeman introduction or the Notre Dame-Oklahoma State preview. So make sure you check that out, and then make sure you check out, I assume you'll be doing a Iowa State-Clemson preview?
Yeah, I'll be doing that, probably releasing that sometime next week. But yeah, we've both got some great content coming out. Make sure you guys check all that out, and we will see you guys in a couple of weeks to recap this Bowl Mania.
Yeah, see ya.